When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No money, diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, got a sign. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine.
Welcome to episode 375 of 4th and John. I'm Gail Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn and Mr. Primo in the building. Obviously, we're talking about the Bucks-Eagles domination. The Eagles, they pretty much put a old-fashioned ass-whooping on the Bucks. If you were a Bucks fan, I'm sorry for your loss, but Eagle fans who came in there and stepped all over you. I mean, the last two times I've been in Tampa, it's not been a good feeling leaving out of there during the playoff loss, but I think we've seen growth ever since then. So it's been a good scene, but a really good scene is this running attack has been phenomenal, led by, you know, Swift. I'd say killing you swiftly. The Eagles have done a phenomenal job getting him the rock, getting him going. He's second in the league in rushing, only behind McCaffrey, and he only had one carry in the first game. So leading the way with Swift was very, very nice. But overall, people, Eagle fans, there's still going to be some that are going to complain about being 3-0 in the way, the fashion that we did it. I think there's nothing to be mad at. There's only two other teams in the league that are 3-0. So be happy with what your team has put up. Obviously, we're working through some things, just like we are working through some things in this intro. With the audio issues, but we're here. We're here with 3-0. Should be proud. Are you guys proud of your birds?
3-0. I mean, we're one of the three undefeated teams in the NFL. This is coming on the heels of, you know, I found it funny how last year all of the noise that we made, as dominant as we were last year, and we still had to put up with the "yeah, but if they played anybody" thing all the way up until the Super Bowl, about how we had a cakewalk through the Super Bowl, through the playoffs, yada, yada, yada. Well, guess what? Picking up right where we left off, the last 21 regular season games that Jalen Hurts has played, he's won 20 of them. That's a winner, man. It's simply a winner. You know, we're just doing our thing, keeping the main thing. The main thing, as Jalen says, winning games. Sometimes it gets ugly. A lot of people complaining about, oh, you know, Eagles aren't firing on all cylinders. Guess what? We've scored at least 25 points in each game so far this season. We're putting points on the board. We're winning games. We're holding teams down. That's all that matters.
Nobody said it better than Herm Edwards. You play to win the game. And last night it started off a little rough. It was hard to kind of like get into it. I'm sitting there and I'm like, you know, kind of getting a little bit upset with some of the play callings. I mean, we were running it down, but, you know, the red zone, we were hurting in the red zone. We couldn't get that ball in there for a while. That was kind of getting a little frustrating, but we turned it around. That second half, we exploded. That running game, we exploded. Jalen Hurts, I did not know that he was under the weather until they kind of announced it, like maybe into the third quarter. But, you know, I'm not coming up with no excuses. If any of those fans, any of you fans are out there expecting us to score 70 points like some other teams in this damn league, listen, man, it wasn't going to happen. We ended up doing whatever we needed to do to go ahead and win that game. They came together and they did exactly that. I was happy with the outcome, and I definitely love that fourth quarter on that ball control. The fact that we weren't even giving that ball back to them at all at that game, yeah, I loved it. I mean, it was like the best thing. And Evan, just to pitch on what you just had mentioned, man, it's never going to stop. People are still going to say we play nobody. You know, I mean, we got an easy way.
We're playing rugby out there.
Right. But then you, I mean, and this is coming from the same people that are in our division, not realizing, hello, you play the same fucking people we play.
How'd our division do this weekend?
I know we did good.
I know we did good. How'd everyone else do?
Nah. We did great, man. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm glad with the outcome. And like you said, man, at the end of the day, what are we? 3-0, baby.
Let's 3-0. Yeah, there's the Dolphins, there's the 49ers, and there's the Eagles. And obviously, the NFL pundits across the way will still slight us and either call us the third best, the second best. I don't really care at the end of the day. Our team is playing a hell of a lot better. They're progressing each week. I feel like we've had some injuries. Guys have went down. You talk about this defense. I'm just gonna give a hat tip to the defense right now. I think overall they've had some moving parts, but at the end of the day, they're putting up some great numbers. First and foremost, Jalen Carter. Like some Eagle beats out there are excited. I'm trying to think of the word. They're shocked to see how good Jalen Carter is, and I'm sitting there like, did you not watch any film of Jalen Carter pre-draft, or did you? This is why we were sitting there on draft day as a group, so excited. At the mouth. So the fact that we got him was I'm pinching myself. The fact that we got Jalen Carter, but that front is phenomenal. I mean, they're shutting down the run. I mean, look at these numbers here. You know, in the last couple games here, we talked about, you know, how many rushing yards we thought the Bucs were going to have. They put up 41 yards rushing. So that's 76 Patriots. Vikings had 28. Bucs had 41. That's 145 yards rushing. So hat tip to the front. I mean, what are you guys thinking about the defensive front right now?
Defensive front has been stellar. And I mean, looking at you, Pete Nathan, calling Jordan Davis a bust before what was that, after the first game or before the season even started? You know, Jordan Davis next to Jalen Carter is looking like you know, we're back in those Georgia days. And I have to tell you, my favorite part of the entire game, and it's maybe my favorite part about what the Eagles are as their identity as a whole. So obviously, you know, everybody's talking about the tush push, all that stuff. We didn't end up converting late in the game, and we ended up getting spun around, and we had the opponents starting on their 1 yard line. I don't think people realize how crucial that back to back is. I mean, we have the number one tush push game in the game, and we convert on it over 92% of the time. That score. The other 8% that we don't convert, we're spinning a team around on the 1 yard line, and they have to go up against the best defensive front in football. And that's safety heaven. And that's exactly what happened. When that team got spun around and I saw where they were starting to drive from, I was sitting there. I was like, this is going to be a safety. They weren't able to get to the line of scrimmage all game long. And then we just got 2 points and got the ball back. So there's really no way you can stop the tush push, because even when you do stop it, we're taking 2 points from you and the ball back.
It's funny because I was watching that the same play. We were watching the same play, me and Autumn. And as soon as the ball got intercepted, she was going nuts. And I'm like, yo, relax. You know what I mean? They're on the one. This is the part they got to worry about. Like, all right, we're going to easily get this thing right back. And don't you know, they stuffed the shit out of them, man. Yeah, yesterday I was so excited to see that defense come on the field every time they had the opportunity. I mean, again, offense wasn't really clicking as much, but the run game definitely was on point. But that defense, man, every time we had a defensive play coming up, that was the excitement of last night, just watching that game, man. Just watching those boys go to work. That line was crazy. Jalen Carter was having a great game. Like you mentioned, man, Milk Missile, he was all over the place, man, getting an interception, playing, making some serious plays there himself. So it was definitely fun to watch, man, and I'm looking forward to seeing his D like the rest of the way.
And I'm looking forward to, beyond just this, you know, Jalen Carter and the interior defense, like our edge rushers aren't even fully clicking yet.
Nah.
Like guys like Hassan Reddick, like Josh Sweat, all that, like when I'm just sitting here, I look at Hassan Reddick, and there's certain guys that play football, and I'm like, that guy is a game wrecker. Primetime, back in the day, he was a game wrecker. He can absolutely wreck a game. Aaron Donald, game wrecker. I look at Hassan Reddick the same way. You look at the NFC Championship game record. Jalen Carter, he's another game record, dude. We got two on the same line. Guys that can completely change the outcome of a game with a simple play, with whatever. That there are two guys that can, you know, the success of the other team hinges on whether or not these guys do well.
Talk about game records. Britton Covey.
Oh,
a lot of people have been sending hate his way for, I don't know, just from a punt returner standpoint, seeing what he's been doing. He's been consistent. I mean, the fact that, you know, he had a 52-yard return, set up the Eagles for a scoring in scoring position. What do you guys, I know everyone's chat was going off. Our chat was like, Covey.
Yeah, I was, I'm not trying to you know, claim fame after this has already happened, but I did have to say online earlier today, I'm a proud card-carrying member of the Never Gave Up on Britton Covey fan club. You know, there was a lot of people. When you got a good football team, people tend to look for something wrong. I mean, we're Negadelphians. We're looking for something that's wrong. And we settled on the special teams this year, whether it be the punter or the punt returner. And, you know, a lot of people, simply because Covey, you know, he didn't fumble the ball, but he also didn't return any punts for touchdowns last year. That must mean he's bad. You know how often a punt return touchdown happens, man? Give the dude a break. He held on to the ball, and he showed his worth in this game. So hats off to Covey.
I mean, go ahead.
I was just going to say, man, seeing him go to work and the returns that he did yesterday, I mean, it was good to see. I mean, especially with all the hitting and all the pressure he had last year. You know, I mean, the guy was getting popped left and right for every return he was getting. But
he was
seeing
a crash test Covey.
Yeah, absolutely. And seeing him break through the way he did yesterday was just like, it was a highlight. You know, me and, again, watching it with the wife, we're jumping up and down. We're kind of like bumping each other. We're like pressing each other like, yo, Covey's doing this thing. Like, this is wild. And it was good, man. It was fun. I mean, you know, I mean, he definitely deserves it. He's been putting in that work. And, yeah, Evan, I think out of the whole crew, you definitely are the one that didn't give up on him. But, you know, hey, it was good to see yesterday, man, and I'm happy. And I'm going to say, I don't know if I'm beating you to the punch on this, but he's due for one, man. The way he's looking right now, he's due for one. Seeing those little legs move the way they did last night, yeah. I'm
all I heard was the Mr. Krabs running. when he was...
Hey, I can say I'm proudly a Cubby stan. Before even mid squad as the undrafted, I was like, this guy's gonna make. There's things that when I went back and watched his game, it's the way that he attacks the position, you know, because you'll see people in the comments just like, Devin, why don't we just put Devin Allen back there? Because Devin Allen is not a fucking natural at punt returning. You just don't throw a returner in the middle of a game. In the NFL game of all things, and go catch some punts. Like, that's not how it works. But hat tip to Covey. His numbers right now, he's right there around with Darren Sproles, Brian Mitchell. Right now, his numbers are there at this moment. I'm just saying.
Nice.
So hat tip to him. Also, we're going to start with the smaller guys in the group. You know, we're talking about Zacchaeus. You know, Philadelphia's own Zacchaeus. Came up with two catches for 58 yards and a touchdown versus the Bucs on his first targets. We talk about a guy who filled in for Quez Watkins dealing with a hamstring. Zacchaeus, that's what you do. That's what guys that like the milk vessel come up and make plays when their numbers are called. Zacchaeus, when his numbers called, makes plays. What did you guys think about Zacchaeus?
I mean, he played well, and exactly how you said, like, he's playing that wide receiver three position in a team that has two wide receiver ones. So it's slim pickings as far as how often he's going to be able to get the ball, and he needs to make the most of those opportunities. And for him to, you know, cash in on that touchdown, he's probably like, I wish the best for Zacchaeus, but he's probably not going to have many of them this year when you look at the other two guys that he's going up against. So for him to, you know, cash in. I don't think Pascal had a touchdown all last year. So, you know, he's already stepping up in ways that Pascal didn't.
Allie says Watkins might want to make a comeback soon. Zacchaeus may take this man's position.
It was good to see Zacchaeus put in that work yesterday with the ones, man. I mean, he was filling in for Quez. I guess Quez was sick or under the, I don't know. I didn't see the report. But regardless, you know what I mean? That's the next man mentality, next man up. And he definitely filled that position in yesterday, making the catches. It was a tight-ass throw. I mean, if you really look at it, Jalen put that thing right on the right spot, right over that defender. As he got hit, and, hey, I mean, you're probably going to go ahead and get a little upset about what I'm about to say, but, like, I was literally zoning off on that drive because it was kind of, like, boring. But when that play happened on him, man, I woke up and I was like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? And just seeing Zacchaeus in there in the end zone was just like, wow, it wasn't Brown. It wasn't Devontae. We're talking about somebody that's just go ahead and filling in for our third slot last night. And look what he did, man. He did his thing. So I'm happy for him.
Chuck Darling says, missed you guys in Tampa. We actually didn't go to Tampa. We have chosen to go to LA, and then we have KC, our next road trips. So shout out to all you fans out there that, you know, sat out there in the rain at some parts. The problem with Tampa is you never know when it's going to rain. It can hit you at any given day. But if you're Pete Nathan, it's always raining. I see him still hating on Covey in the chat over here.
He won't stop. He won't stop.
But talking about the throw that was made by Jalen Hurts to Zacchaeus. I'm talking about that was one of his best throws of his career. He's got a lot of good throws, but you throw that throw in there in the mix. Because you're throwing with anticipation. That's what you love to see at the end of the day. All the good quarterbacks do it, throwing people open. That's the kind of move. Like, that's the kind of throw right there. You're like, you know what? Hat tip. And can we give Jalen Hurts a flu game? If Michael Jordan can have a flu game, we can give Jalen Hurts a flu game. He is a Jordan branded athlete, right? So can we have a flu game for
I think that's fair. I think the thing that a lot of people are looking at is the fact that he hasn't looked like the Jalen Hurts of last year in the first two games, and then you throw the flu game in there, and without them knowing that he was sick, they kind of look at it as like, he's just not having the year he was having last year. But I mean, Jalen Hurts, albeit he's had more turnovers this year. He's got three picks already on the season. And that's not anything I'm overlooking, but I think that the talent on this team, knock on wood, stays healthy. It's talent's too good to lose, bro. This team is too good for one guy to mess it all up.
I mean, look, not every game is going to be perfect. You know what I mean? He showed that last night, but you stick with it. You stick with the game plan. You play it through and look at the outcome. He did his thing. I mean, 277 yards, still feeling under the weather, scoring a touchdown, throwing a touchdown. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, all right, you had the two picks. I mean, the one – I don't even know. I take the one away because it was a route that Swift, you know what I mean, and him weren't on the same page with. It was, it was direct pass over to Swift, and Swift kept on going instead of turning for the ball. So, I mean, you take that one away, it's one. So, I mean, technically, I look as two bad ones so far in the year, and this third one was just one that, just they weren't in sync for. But, hey, again, going forward, not every game is going to be perfect. But, if you do what you got to do, you'll get through it.
I'm going to ask you guys an honest question. Do you think Jalen Hurts' interceptions get dissected the way that Josh Allen's interceptions are?
I think that there is a higher – there's a bigger microscope on Jalen Hurts and his interceptions simply because he's a Philadelphian, man. I think it comes down to Philadelphia being that bigger market, and on top of that, a loud market. I mean, we as fans like to make ourselves known, and I think that a lot of other fans of other teams don't like that. And so when I just have to get this off my chest. Like, one of the craziest things that I have seen in the past 24 hours is Cowboys fans that have the audacity, have the gall to talk about the fact that Hurts threw two picks in the game this weekend. Do you guys want to recap what happened this weekend? You want to go over it?
Shoot, we can go over it.
Yeah, that's the sound of Gannon.
Kick that ass,
taking
bro.
The air out of your fucking balloons, Cowboy fans.
Because call me crazy, but at the end of the game, what did Dak do? The game on the line.
Interception.
Throw a pick.
Picks happen.
Think about it.
In Dallas. But yeah. At the end of the day, man, I like that one pick that Jalen threw in the corner. Like, if I'm a wide receiver, I'm asking you to throw up a jump ball situation. You have Devontae Smith in the end zone, throw him a ball. It's a jump ball situation. He throws us to AJ Brown. You know, like he threw one bad interception. It happens. But you know, it is what it is. His counterpart, mind you, AJ Brown had a phenomenal game. Mm-hmm. Kind of muscled his way, got some stats, got some targets, 14 targets. I liked it. I liked his performance.
I liked it too. I just, and this is me just nitpicking at this point.
You feel like it's dirty?
I just want to see a healthy mix throughout the game. Like I'm not hating, but like this whole after every game, like, Devontae's not getting his share.
Oh, you didn't.
AJ's not getting his share.
You didn't hear last night, Devontae. Huh? You didn't hear last night, Devontae's mad, man. He's upset. You know what I mean? Him and Jalen went at it last night in the locker room.
Did they?
No, man.
I'm just
saying that the whole like we have our problem right now that we currently have on our offense is we have too many weapons.
Too many.
And you know they're feeling like they're not getting the rock enough.
As a fan, last night
I just want
night,
a healthy mix. I don't want them to care about what their stats are. I just want wins, man.
I totally agree because like after last night watching that game, you're watching, you're like, damn, Dallas didn't get enough balls thrown to him. Devontae didn't get enough balls thrown to him. Swift was running his ass off.
Where's Rashad Penny?
Yeah, Rashad Penny didn't get one carry.
I heard he looked kind of tight on the sideline.
Right, he looked tight. And then you got Gainwell that ended up getting what? He got 10 attempts, 28 yards. Okay, you know what I mean? And then, like, at first I was like, shit, did Swift get hurt? Because I saw Gainwell. And I'm like, oh, damn. Then I saw Swift come back. I'm like, okay. I mean, it's like you said, man, we got too many weapons, so we're not going to go ahead and satisfy everybody. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, man. I mean, it's a problem, a good problem, but then at times it's just like, shit, is it going to be a bad problem?
What I fear on this team is like we are midway through the year, and then like I don't think that Goddard would be the type, but like him just sitting there, like you know, we're 8-0, whatever, hopefully, and then all of a sudden someone's just complaining, oh, I've only got 300 yards this shut up. 8-0. I just don't want that.
I mean, you got 7 targets that went to Dallas yesterday, 5 that went to Devontae, 14 went to AJ Brown, 3 to Zacchaeus. Stoll had 2 and only caught the 1. He dropped the 1. It's a problem. I'm looking at this. It's a problem, a good problem. But then again, getting halfway.
But, I mean,
the other thing that you got to look at though is you look at these way that like again like the way that you attack a team. Like, tell me who the cornerbacks were. You know, they had injured cornerbacks. So like the mismatch is there. Like just like you know. White had a bad hamstring. You go at those guys, but at the end of the day, like you cannot be like this team is so good that you can kill them in different ways. Like 1 week we can hit you with AJ. 1 week we can hit you with Devontae. Like then we hit you with Goddard. We're gonna have a Goddard game soon. But at the end of the day, it's like when you look at back at a lot of their interviews, listen to what they're saying. Use the words they're saying. They're using the words like us. Not talking about me. It goes all the way. You look at Jalen Carter. It's about us. Like, this is what they have to stay connected. As long as they stay connected. I mean, I've seen teams where guys that I – like, teams that I have played on where guys were number hungry. And at the end of the day, it's an ugly scene when you're like, are we winning? But you got your numbers, right? Like, is that all that matters, your numbers?
It's the media as well, man. They just like to nitpick and attack anything. I mean, once I woke up this morning, the first thing I saw on my phone was, it's Hassan Reddick upset, you know what I mean? Because he's not getting any sacks or anything like that. Like, What the fuck? Like, what are y'all reaching? Like, calm down, man.
I've got some good news for everybody. Like, as we're coming off the heels of this win, riding into the next week 4-0, our opponents next week look like the game where anybody on our team could have their, you know, coming out game. And especially our defense. Looking at Sam Howell's performance versus Buffalo on Sunday, how about 170 yards? Goose egg on touchdowns.
Four picks.
Coming into this defense, who is, I mean, with all their starters back.
Monster, bro.
The thing I like to see is, like, you know, a homework assignment for everyone if you want to go and just start looking at the interior guys for every single team that we're playing and just have fun with it. Like, because these guys are going to be tasked to try and block our defensive front. You're talking about, you know, Cox, you're talking about Carter and Davis. Like, how do you hold up against that, especially if you're a basic-ass offensive line? How do you hold up with a bunch of pigeons against this front? And then Hassan's not even fully healthy yet. Like,
I think we've kind of found out the secret to football, if I'm being honest with you guys, and it's just to exhaust your opponent. Like, you look at both what our offense and our defense does. Our offense, we just murder you with the run game, shoving it down your throat, 5 yards, 6 yards at a time. Pause. 5 yards, 6 yards at a time. And like that last drive that we had, 9 minutes, I believe, in 22 seconds, we held the ball to close out the game. And we just ran it down their throats, man. And you could see at the end of that drive, at any point in that drive, the defense was absolutely gassed, bro. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing one shot in particular where I don't know whether it was a linebacker or a defensive lineman on the Buccaneers. He just, like, threw his hands up, like, what are we supposed to do? Like, he just he was just sick of getting his ass kicked. And then you look at the on the defensive side of the ball, our rotation goes so deep that we could just keep cycling guys in. You're not going to tire us out. And so, you know, we keep fresh bodies on the field on defense, and we just exhaust you when our offense is on the field. That's the key to a W.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of, Hollis had said, like, last week, it's like at that point when you see guys with their hands on their hips, like, they watching, this is a victory lap for linemen, offensive linemen. I mean, you could say both sides of the ball, but I'm just saying, for our offensive line to go out there and punish these teams and just maul them, and then know that it's like, it's you know, it's third and one, and at the end of the day, the Eagles offense is like, I'll do it a fucking again. Tush push. like they are mauling these teams. And when it comes to the fourth quarter, when you can't stop someone, that is the most demoralizing thing to watch your defense get run through just like that. I mean, at the end of the day, that's a great thing. And I just want to go ahead.
I was just going to say, and like, think about what you're saying, and based off, like, you know, how many games end in the fact where, you know, it's a one score game, the leading team has the ball, and all they need to do is get a first down in order to get past that 2 minute warning and then ice the game out. I don't have a fear in the world about the Eagles not getting 10 yards. The Eagles can get 10 yards in their sleep, man. So,
Brandy, with the comment, impose your will. This is a coaching phrase. Impose your will. That is, like, we can do whatever we want. It is our way. I was going to bring something up. Deshae had mentioned linebackers. We need to show some linebackers some love.
Hey, Nicholas Morrow has been playing well, man.
I saw Rue put out this note. He said, Morrow, he got cut after training camp. He heads to the mountains to mull his future. The Eagles call and invite him to sign to the practice squad. Nakobe gets hurt. He plays all but three snaps the last two games. Had a decent game, man. At the end of the day, next man up. Morrow is, you know, he's had those reps for the Bears last season. I mean, he's been that guy for them, but
Cunningham, too, man.
Yeah.
Oh, Cunningham was really lights out last night, man. He was all over the place. It was good to see him.
I also, Slay celebration on the mistake.
I think it was I forgot who was on the Twitter talking about it. These things need to come out as memes. It was the truth, man. Just seeing it, it's like, I was like, yo, he had me going last night. I love it though, man. Just seeing it. That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what we need. You know what I mean? I mean, in the beginning of the game, my bad. I mean, cut you off, but in the beginning of the game, they hyped up like Tampa Bay had the biggest advantage over us, especially Vita Vea. Like Vita Vea going up against Jason Kelsey. Like they were blowing that up. Like some of these, I hate watching them, but I love watching them because they're like comedians. Like you guys are a bunch of jokes thinking that these guys are going to really go all over. Like Jason Kelsey held that dude down. And he's a big dude. Vita Vea is big. You know what I'm saying? Huge. But I mean, like, come on. Jason Kelsey, like, stop trying to play my dog out, man. My man is lights out. He's not letting nobody touch his quarterback, man. And then, yo, getting him to the second level for all these rushings that, you know, on the run that Swift had, just watching him, man. It was just like, yo, Jason, it's like I feel like sometimes they're competing with each other. Like, yo, when they're in the huddle, like, I'm going to get to that second level before you. Let's see. You know? Like, I'm serious. And it's the same thing with the defense. Watching Fletcher and Jalen Carter yesterday, it was just like they were joking around. Like, yeah, bitch, I told you I was going to get to that quarterback before you. You know what I mean? Like, I love seeing that. They bring the best out of each other, and that's good, man.
Young and old, man.
I also want to talk about, you know, it was very early in the game, but, you know, Justin Evans goes down and, you know, didn't – I think he went down during the pregame practice, right?
Did he?
Yeah, I don't think – because Sidney Brown stepped into the game and he was playing. Anyway, Sidney Brown, that one ball that he closed on – dude, that was a hell of a play that he made.
Hell of a play, yes.
And for him to, you know, get the right line on the ball and accelerate, I mean, he was showing his worth and an opportunity he had to show it.
He had a neck injury, they said. And then Sidney Brown had a thigh injury?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Didn't come back, but they are. I saw Josh Tolentino report that it's not as serious as so he should be fine.
How about this though? From PFF 4 hours ago, among interior defenders, the most pressures in the NFL. You guys want to take a stab? The top two.
That would be TJ Watt and Jalen Carter.
Interior defenders.
Interior defenders? Javon Hargraves and Jalen Carter.
That'll be Carter by himself at number one with Aaron Donald following behind him.
Well, I must have got
Pete, Pete, did you hear that, Pete?
Some pretty nice company to be with, Aaron Donald.
Did you hear that, Pete?
I got some other numbers here. Only two players have 15 QB pressures and two forced fumbles through three games. One is TJ Watt. The other is Jalen Carter. Now, for youngsters that don't, Peanut Tillman. He likes pop the ball out like from the play for the Bears. He would.
This is the direction you're going with Peanuts Hill.
he would pop the ball out. But we have our defensive tackles out here. You know, first of all, defensive tackles aren't supposed to run down the field. I mean, they're supposed, they're coached to do that, but not all of them have the athletic ability or the lung capacity to get down there. But
Vince Wilfork ain't doing it.
Jalen Carter went to the same high school as Warren Sapp, so he's an elite air down there. So, but he's playing like a player with elite ability. I mean, he said he saw the football, and he's like, I just wanted to hit it out. He's like, I've always wanted to do that. So the fact that he did that, I'm still to the, like, I've been smiling all day about Jalen Carter. Tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous.
Thank you, Bears. Thank you.
Is this a shout out to Alex? He's an LA guy. So what do you say? He's coming to LA. He's coming to LA dang.
Yeah.
West Coast vacations.
He's bringing the kid to his first NFL game.
Ooh.
In his new jersey, Devonta Smith.
Jersey. Okay.
Very nice.
Hey, Primo, does little man have what jersey does he have?
A little man has a little fan jersey. He doesn't have a number yet.
Okay.
Working on that one. Okay, I get that. Really? All right, that's cool.
That was Evan.
No problem. When we're done here, I'm gonna let him know Uncle Evan's gonna go ahead and get his first
jersey. Yeah, Evan's gonna buy him his first jersey. How about that?
Put the pressure on him.
You know, I'm just some awards here we're going to give out. Who's going to be your offensive MVP from that last game?
Swifty for me, baby. You know what I mean? My man was killing it, especially with the leap over the defender yesterday. It was just like, he's too.
I want to give it to either Swift or AJ, but to be honest with you, I just want to give it to the entire offensive line. Just for being the driving force in that tush push that we all love so much. And this is simply because, dude, as much as I love the tush push and I love the results of it, every single time it happens, I look at all of our offensive linemen on the ground and they look like they're dead, bro. And I'm just like, please get up. Please get up.
But I was laughing on how Dallas Goedert, there was a couple of them that he literally grabbed Jalen and he tossed them up there. Like, get your ass up there. I was like, yo, this is a fucking comedy show watching these guys do this tush push, man. Like, it's crazy.
I'm gonna have to go with Swift, man, is putting up numbers, dude. And it's not just about numbers, but just the way he's playing. Like, there's Eagle players that have played, put the uniform on, and you can really tell that they're putting on for their city. It's like a rite of passage for him. He's like, yo, I am like, imagine being like, obviously we're all Eagle fans, but imagine suiting up for the Eagles and be like, I am the starting running back for the Eagles right now. Like, my family can come down to the stadium. My dad, who's got a gym, could show up with his motorcycle.
I know he wasn't at the same level of stardom, but my man, Super Bowl champion Corey Clement, did exactly the same.
True.
From South Jersey, was a part of the Philly special, won a Super Bowl with the Birds.
So that's a serious flex.
Yeah,
and it's definitely a cool feeling too. But like again yesterday, as they were talking about it, this kid is playing for the team he grew up loving. Like, he was a diehard Eagles fan. Mm-hmm. And seeing him in that Eagles jersey last night before the game even started, as they were talking about that story, I'm like, yo, that is real cool to watch. Like, I could just imagine what's going through his mind right now. Just
And to think about, like, if we just don't fuck around with this rotation, we do it the way it's meant to be done, and we're able to keep Swift healthy throughout this game, Swift should be able to walk to a rushing title, bro. Behind this offensive line,
he could possibly
get a rushing title.
Now,
CMC is, he'll give him some trouble, but it'll be a 1-2 punch between the two of them.
Now, Ruben, Frank has some stats here. Swift became only the fourth Eagles running back with 130 rushing yards in consecutive games since 1970. The others are LeSean McCoy, Wilbert Montgomery, who we met out in Detroit last year, and Bryce Brown, the elite Bryce Brown. He had, he had that span of games where he was elite for a second. But just talk about, I mean, there's not too many Eagle players that have done that. And then you think about that New England game while we were sitting in the cold, wet rain, and still cold as hell, that he got one carry. Like, what would that game have been different if they just would have gave him the rock?
I think that there's a little bit of stubbornness with this Eagles coaching staff, if I'm being honest with you. I think that they made the decisions coming out of training camp that Gainwell was going to be the running back one.
And Sirianni thing or Howie thing?
I'm going to say a Sirianni thing, if I'm being honest with you, because if it was a Howie thing, like Howie went and got this guy in the offseason.
But don't they say that Howie sets the roster game day?
The game day roster? I mean,
have you heard that?
I think that and Sirianni has more so of a say than
that might have been the thing with that might have been the thing with Doug, but I don't think that's what it was, Sirianni.
I'm just saying that Howie's the one that went and got Swift. Yeah, so I think that Howie is Team Swift in this case, where I think that Sirianni is believing in his ability to coach up and stay loyal to Kenny Gainwell, which I think is a good running back too, but Swift is the running back one on this team, man.
Yeah. I don't know how true it was, but they also, somebody had mentioned that the reason why they went with Gainwell on that New England game as well was because we had that Thursday night game following up. It was going to be a short week. So I don't know how true that was, but regardless, the outcome right now is, you know, I mean, Swift is our RB1.
Then I'm also about the rotation and, like, let's not kill Swift early in the season. You know, like, this, you know, people are like, why are they taking him out? Like, give the dude a rest. We don't need to kill him.
Right, but I think as fans, we were probably being the ones that were being stuck last night. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to see more of Swift, you know what I mean? But, hey, look, I'm glad they rotated Gainwell in there, because when he did come back out, you know what I mean, here he had some nice running plays again. So the rotation is there. I agree with you. Keep that rotation going. Keep these legs fresh. So that way, you know what I mean, they'd be clutch on that play that we need them to be clutch on. But, yeah, I was the one being stubborn last night as a fan, just speaking on my perspective.
So any Rashad Penny stands in the building?
I'm a Rashad Penny stand. I don't get it.
I thought this guy was going to make the squad and not even Penny, so I'm not all about Penny.
It's good to have that kind of, like, we have the firepower just in case. Like,
it is,
we're in a good scene right now.
It is, but if you go back to the video, bro, he didn't seem happy. We might feel the way we feel, but that dude didn't look happy last night.
Now let's go to our defensive MVP. Let's see. People in the chat are saying, I'm gonna go Jalen Carter. Yeah. I'm gonna go Jalen Carter.
I think Jalen Carter is a pretty solid pick. I guess I'll go Milk Missile, man.
I knew you were gonna go there. I got the stats waiting for you.
I mean, and the one thing I also want to say about that too is all the people in this past offseason that saw how Reed Blankenship filled in for CJGJ last year. Can you just tell me what you saw that made you say, nah, he's not ready to start this year? He's not ready to start. Because the dude plays phenomenal every time he's out there. I think that you're looking at a future Pro Bowler in the making.
Well, this guy.
Just saying.
Don't be surprised when it happens. We should have a segment called Write It Down.
Write it down. Don't be surprised when you see Reed Blankenship is eventually a Pro Bowler one day. Okay. The man's been ready.
I like the way it sounds, because, I mean, you see him out on the field. It's like he's giving 110 every week. 110 every week, man. He's going full throttle, and you know what I mean? And he stays healthy. I mean, I know he slips here and there with some injuries and all that stuff, but he stays healthy. Bro, I'm with you, man. I think he definitely could make that Pro Bowl.
I'm just saying he just had a great game. I love what he brings to the table. Like, 7 tackles, interception, a pass knockdown, and a tackle for a loss. This is coming out off a game that we missed him. Like, I just feel like he shows up, and that's, at the end of the day, that's all you can ask for. Like, when players are called upon to make a splash play, like, he, the way that he read the Baker Mayfield interception, he just
He made it look easy. So I feel like he's
dude
he's
has great how many picks and how few games in his career? He's a ball hawk, bro. It's what it is. It's what it is, bro.
I said the real Ed Reed is a ball game, hawk.
And then he picked off Aaron Rodgers, one of the best quarterbacks of all time. It's what it is.
Well, I'm gonna let you have that. I sent you a. I sent
You're
you. A,
let me have it.
I sent you a. A milk missile.
Meme.
I didn't get no love for that. Spent minutes making that while the game was going on, and I got no response. Nothing.
I was watching the birds, bro.
No love. No. I was just like nothing. Okay.
He's being serious too because he's so no love.
We're on the topic of
not only did Gail send me a milk missile meme, he watermarked the meme to make sure I don't
exactly. That's why you didn't get no. Yeah, it probably had to watermark the shit to us, man.
The next meme after that, I took my watermark out of it because I was like, I'm not gonna send this meme because if she does send it, then you could be some white on white crime because I was like, oh, you black dude calling him milk missile. if Evan said it, okay, but if I said it, I'm not, you know, again, I like to see guys step up at the end of the day. You know, I'm excited, man.
I just find it kind of peculiar the way that you word all this about Reed Blankenship. He's a guy that steps up. That doesn't say to me he's the starter and he earned it because that's what he is.
Yeah, I said he was the only lock.
What?
I'm saying that your word right now
in this podcast is, yeah, he's a guy that steps up.
Saying he always steps up.
That's like, right.
How do you make, you know, how can you be a UDFA and now you're a starter? Like we, preseason, we said who has made more of an impact. And I said, you can make the argument that Reed Blankenship.
Ed Reed Blanket.
No, I'm not going Pro Bowler yet. I'm just saying who would made more of an impact. We said Reed Blankenship or Jordan Davis.
All right, I want everybody to know that when he does make the Pro Bowl, I'm going to be claiming it. But Gail's going to be like, right. Yeah, well, I made the milk missile meme. I believed in it first.
No, that wouldn't even come out my mouth. Because I'm gonna let Ev take. Ev can say that. It's like us used to say the N word, man. I can say it. Ev can't.
Is that what I get? I get the milk missile.
You get the milk missile.
All right, that's fine. I'm happy.
Mark can say it. Mark's in there. shout out to Mark Bird and his Oregon Ducks.
Yeah, take down Colorado.
Get a big win. I still have love for Prime.
Course,
not this, Coach Prime. Coach, yo, I just want to say Prime. Prime, you know, Coach Prime is locking up all these Prime everything's. He's trademarking all these things. You got to get fine. On it.
I mean, listen, man. Prime was Prime way before Prime was even thought about for me. But I'm just letting y'all know right now, Prime is exposed. I told y'all that. I told you. I'm not hating. But the Oregon coach came out and said, I could not. Yo, when the Oregon coach came out and said what he said, I could not stop laughing. My stomach was hurting.
The clicks.
These boys are playing for clicks. I was like,
that was great. That was a great time.
I could not hold it, man. Oh, that shit was hilarious. Yo, but. Going back to Reed Blankenship, leads the team in tackles right now, bro. Mm. You know what I mean? He stays in this rhythm.
Hey, I love it, man. I love
this.
Is
he also, I mean, does anybody have multiple picks on this team right now, or is he also leading in that category?
Interceptions, he's got one. And nope, him and Darius are tied right now first.
Now, quick question here. Mm-hmm. If the Panthers are 0-3 right now, mm-hmm. Jeremy Chinn also on a rookie deal. Mm-hmm. Would you be mad at if the Eagles tried to acquire said player?
No. Jeremy Chinn's a great player.
Panthers are 0-3.
Yeah, I would definitely be all over that. I'm kind of upset that we didn't try and cash in on Brian Burns last year. I don't know what the payment would have been for that, but I mean, he's still balling out there, bro.
Nolan Smith.
Yeah, he's not Brian Burns.
Oh, this guy. Shit, no, no. Nolan Smith. Shout out to Nolan Smith, who put Mayfield in a blender. Mayfield got up and he was hurt. And that's the thing. Like, I wanted to go back and watch the last three games and find images of their quarterbacks under duress. Because I'm telling you, all these teams that we face, if I'm a quarterback thinking that I gotta face Jalen Carter, the quickest point to a quarterback is between the A and B gaps, and that's where you're gonna see Jalen Carter. And we're not even talking about getting flushed outside the pocket. I'm surprised that we don't have more sacks on the outside, but the interior pressure is phenomenal.
Pressure bust pipes.
And Jordan Davis is beasting Nathan. And then we're like, you said. I said Patrick Surtain was still my top 10 player. You're going to go back and that's not a bust. Patrick Surtain was my top 10. This guy.
But yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, a lot of the interior of the D line is definitely balling out. But I mean, if you just look at the firepower that we have on the edge, those boys are going to get their own too, man. It's just a matter of time. To be honest with you, I think that this Washington game is going to be an onslaught. I think that we're going to demolish them.
Mm. So you're Eagles' unsung hero against the Bucs.
Britton Covey, Mr. England Covey.
See, you notice the Evan's choices, the shade of his choices.
You know who'd I take? Who's the first one? The O-line. Yeah, you're right.
Couldn't even give the black guy some love on the offense. He just said the O line.
I mean, you're paying attention to that.
Yeah. So you said Brent Covey, Prime. What do you got?
Oh man, unsung hero last night. Shit. On the offensive side, right? We're on the offensive side right now. I don't know, man. That's a tough one.
It's unsung here for the whole team.
The whole team? Whole team. Okay. I'm gonna go with Cunningham, man. I'm gonna go with Zach Cunningham.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with Zach Cunningham. I like how he was all over the field. He was involved in every play. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I mean, we're worrying about our linebacker position, and as of right now, the past 3 weeks hasn't been so much of an issue. These guys are holding it down to the stability of getting through the game. Not saying it's been the best performance, but hey, last night, Zach Cunningham, Morrow, they did their thing. They stepped up. Key plays. That's my unsung hero last night.
Shout out to Anthony from the Northwest Bird Gang. Said white boy got rhythm too. Little touchdown dance. Okay. my unsung hero, I'm going to go with
Theraflu at halftime.
Zacchaeus?
I like it.
I think Zacchaeus needs a shout out, man. I'm telling you.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, these are his first targets, and he did something with it. At the end of the day, that's what you got to do.
You got Mark Crum here mentioning Josh Jobe. I'm going to say is I was a little worried last night about Josh Jobe. It didn't look like it was going to start off good for him because they were attacking him. He held his, but you know, I think it also played a key factor on how well the defensive line was playing last night, not giving the opportunity for this guy to throw it to Evans as much. And then Evans had a bad game last night. Like, he was dropping shit left and right.
He was getting called out by his Bucks fans.
Yeah, he was dropping shit left and right. Now, I don't know if you guys peeped the one play where they went one-on-one man coverage and Mike Evans blew past him. And I literally was like, oh, shit. But luckily, the defensive line got to Mayfield before he had the opportunity to even pick that shit up. Mm-hmm. But, man, bro, that was just like, whew, that was scary.
Now, going back to Josh Jobe, I think just his the fact that, again, another undrafted free agent who's playing meaningful snaps alongside, you know, another UDFA. I mean, that's like you're developing talent. So, like, I think these reps that he's getting are quality reps. He's thrown into the fire, into the mix early. You know, the development is there. I think he's in the early starts of it. He's holding his own, but, you know, I think he's going to take his lumps. So, I mean,
this is how you develop. So it could be ugly at times, but you can definitely see offensive coordinators and quarterbacks singling him out. But we'll take it. Jason from Iowa says Reed Blankenship is his unsung hero. Michael says O-line was the usual. He's keeping number one safe. So, I mean, O-line, man, this is the kind of game where I think Jalen Hurts buys them Rolexes. Or maybe not Jalen, but maybe Swift.
Or he could get them a brand new pair of Jordans.
But this is more Swift. Swift, I mean, Swift is he this is a contract year for Swift.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me and my brother were talking how much would you be willing to pay for Swift next year?
Me personally, you know I'm frugal, gang.
I know. Yeah, I knew. I was waiting.
That's above my pay grade to even determine on that. So, you know,
I don't think that, unfortunately, the way that I know Howie Roseman, I don't think that's something we even need to worry about. I thank DeAndre Swift for his service, but we hire mercenaries at running back.
Okay, I like that answer. But how much, if you were to keep him, frugal gang, what would you be a reasonable number?
Listen, he deserves and what I'd be willing to pay are two different things.
He's like, I give him a cheesesteak.
I give him $5 million.
And say, a year?
Yeah. And say, are you happy with that? And then when he says no, I'm like, all right, well, thank you. That's the end of it.
$5 million, 1 year.
$5 million.
1 year. No, I'm saying like, $5 million a year. We'll give you three, four years. He's contract. Like
free cheesesteaks at a 4th and John tailgate.
I was going to say free cheesesteaks at Sonny's or John tailgate. You know what I mean? Throw that in there. Do you want it? You like it? No? Yeah? Okay. No? All right. Peace. Either way.
I saw someone's comment about they're coming from Bermuda, and it's going to be their first time at a Eagles game. We are going to be tailgating. Philly Sports Trips is going to be doing their tailgate, but we will be in G2. So if you're looking for us for that game, we will be in G2.
Yes, sir.
G2. A lot of guys had fun last week, balling out. That was a good time. It was always nerve-wracking on the first tailgate of the season. Shout out to Conshohocken Bakery who threw down. They have a new, you know how you made it is when Conshohocken Bakery makes your own tomato pie. That is when you know you made it because they have a new DeAndre Swift tomato pie in the mix. They've already made it. They posted it on socials. I think we should also bring out a run the ball. Is it a
run Eagles
annual run Eagles run?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because keep that in the back of minds of the coaches. Every time they see our tomato pie, they go ahead and run the ball.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I mean, that's how it's worked out every time so far.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Bud Light for holding us down. Been holding us down for the last 7 years, doing the damn thing. And also shout out to our new sponsor, Red Bull. I know Evan. You know, this guy is, you know, still drinking Red Bulls. Right. This guy's fired up at all hours editing. So good for you that you still have a case. I still got one left.
Of course.
Prime, did you get any Red Bull?
No, but the next case is mine.
This guy.
Just saying. This guy. I'm just saying.
Now, if you guys are looking to tailgate on the road, we are teaming up with Philly Sports Trips for the LA trip. This is going to be like if you've never been on an LA trip takeover, this is the perfect time to like scare random, you know, LA folks who don't really like football. You know, they have a football team in their city, but they're not really, you know, they're not really down like that. It's a great scene. If you didn't see the amount of Eagle fans coming out to stadium, I know Joe Castro had posted a video of all the Eagle fans coming out of the stadium. Jimmy Kempski posted a post. It was like 59% of the fans there were Eagle fans. Mm. That's so much so that Sirianni went to the fans in the stadium in the first row, gave him dap. Scott was there. Mm-hmm. He gave him dap.
they appreciate that shit. So get on the road. Make sure we're going to go to the KC game. It's the next game we're going to. More excited about KC or LA?
LA all day.
This guy, Hollywood.
Now, I'm saying, though, man, I'm looking forward to catching up with the LA family, bro.
KC.
Dam's nickname is Hollywood. Hollywood doesn't want to see Hollywood.
I've been to Hollywood. Just, I've done to LA twice. That's I've seen it. So it's not like I'm not excited to go. It's just I've never been to KC. I want some good barbecue. And I actually, which apparently is not the common thing here, I'm looking forward to the Super Bowl rematch. I know you guys are dying to see Matt Stafford and Puka Nacua, but I'm looking forward to the Super Bowl rematch personally.
So we're changing Evan's middle name now. It's going to be Kansas City Hearn. So just to call him Kansas City, okay? but if you're looking to book a trip with Philly Sports Trips, follow him at phillysportstrips.com. Make sure to follow him on socials at Sports Trips PHL for more information. And get on it, get tickets. It's going to be a crazy time.
Yes, it is.
Now, if you guys have any questions or, you know, Q&A, you can bring up your questions. We'll talk about what you need to talk about. Get off your chest. Thank you guys for sticking around per usual, but, so if you guys find some comments, good ones, bring them up. Now I see Randy saying, no lie, he says, I am worried about him against Miami. Is he talking about
Blankenship?
I think he's talking about Reed Blankenship, yeah.
Let me
just ask y'all the question. Were y'all impressed about the 70 points?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's some Madden-like shit, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, but it, like, it's not it's very rare that someone scores 70 points.
I agree.
That's just a very rare thing. But the way they did it. You're talking about five touchdown runs, five through the air, and then the speed levels at, like, I mean, those dudes were running all over these guys.
They've got a legitimate offense, man.
Whatever.
I don't think that their defense is anything spectacular, but they've got a good offense. And to be fair, they're doing all this without Jalen Ramsey. Like, he's probably their best defensive player.
I mean, you got to give him a hat tip. Miami's been a laughing stock for years. The fact that 3-0, you got to just like hat tip. Okay.
Second year in a row too.
Are they playing the Bills
next week?
This week, I believe.
That would be a litmus test. Elena asked, "Is Sidney Brown okay?" Yes, we've heard that. Josh Tolentino said that he should be okay.
When do you think Nolan will get more playing time?
I think he's going to be he's going to get his share of snaps, especially I love the fact when you bring him in on passing downs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just, you know how valuable it is to have a guy to just let it rip. We're talking about 4.3-ish speed.
Mm-hmm.
Just let it rip. And you saw him get to Baker Mayfield. And I think after that play, he thought he was playing in Cleveland.
He got hit pretty hard. That's for sure.
Let's see.
Bob wanting to know the status of Landon Dickerson. I didn't see any update, but I did see him walking back to the locker room with Jordan Mailata, and he looked all right. But
I mean, we could see if I could find something on Landon Dickerson.
No, I don't think there's anything to find. I think he's fine.
Like every game he does get up slow randomly.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier about the tush push and how all the offensive linemen look dead afterwards, bro. They take a beating in that thing.
Like his injury update yesterday, he had a knee. What he said, he had a knee contusion. That's what he had, a knee contusion. Okay, that's what Jeff McClain had reported. So I should be all right. I was thinking. Have you guys ever been at the bottom of a pile? If you are claustrophobic, now that I'm claustrophobic, just putting it out there now, I'm super claustrophobic. But being at the bottom of a pile, I think about that now and freaks the shit out of me. I'm like, I'm never going to be in that situation again, but I think about it often.
It's something you actively worry about.
I worry about, like, yo.
What if I'm just walking down Fifth Avenue in New York and all of a sudden at the bottom of a pile?
I had a teammate. That was my boy Fritz Bovar. Rest in peace. But he was at his biggest. He was about 370 pounds, and he fell on me and almost killed me.
Sounds like it.
Bob with the System of a Down mosh pit. I could just imagine what that one was like.
Let's see. Any questions?
I don't know, man. You might have gave out your little secret a little bit too soon. Now somebody at the tailgate is going to just jump on you and start
just tackle me.
Mark Bird talking about Cam Jurgens not getting enough love. He's filled in well at the guard position. Do you guys think that he plays well the entire year? Like, what's the game plan moving forward? Because I think this ultimately is Kelsey's last year.
Yeah, I saw a couple of nice runs yesterday where he sealed in I believe it was the lineman on that play. It was a great run off of his block. I think he's going to have his ups and downs, but I think, again.
Do you think he's the center next year, or you think he's a guard?
Yeah. Center. Yeah. Yeah. I think I just hate to even – like, we didn't even talk about it. Did any of you guys watch the Kelsey documentary? I know Prime had a cameo.
I haven't seen it yet, actually, no.
Prime, did you see yourself in it?
No, I still haven't seen it. I haven't seen the whole thing.
So, didn't you say that you had a cameo in it?
No, somebody told me they thought they saw me in there, but then as I'm looking at that spot.
No, I saw it.
Oh, did you?
It was at the
– Oh, the Eagles autism. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
they,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then my head was like – I saw who else. I saw someone else, and so I mean, it was just interesting to see Kelsey in his dynamic and being like
his fact that his wife. His wife, she was funny throughout the documentary. Like she was, yeah, yeah.
I'm almost done with halfway through.
She didn't hold back. That's all I'm gonna say. She didn't hold back.
It's just weird the fact that he's still playing. I mean, but that it speaks to like what he believes in this team.
Are we going to talk about the new, you know, I mean, the cat's out of the bag about the whole Kelsey Swift thing? You know what I mean? But, you know, the whole Kelsey Swift thing originally started here in Philly, just so we are clear.
Taylor Swift?
Yeah, just so we're clear about the whole Kelsey Swift thing started here. Yeah.
I missed it. What do you mean? The concert she was in Philly?
Never mind, Kev. We'll talk later. Sidebar.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's see.
Fucking guy.
Anthony's saying that there's clips from our tailgate there.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did see some of that. See, sometimes randomly people show up with cameras and you're like, where are you from? But you don't ask, you're just like, all right. Let's see.
Which Batman is Zacchaeus?
John says, what does A.J. Brown have to say after two drops? He was doing a little of complaining last week. That kind of got swept under the, like, that was that first touchdown ball was a little high, but if it hits your hands, the rule, you catch. Mm-hmm. And then the other one in the corner, that was easy money.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody really said anything about that.
In a cool tone. Off of what you just said, Prime, he says he's done with the Kelsey Swift thing. It's already played out. I have to agree with him, man. It's listen, wish the best for the relationship. Yeah, I don't care.
Whatever.
I don't give a shit, bro.
I love how Annie was like, I'm the one that set the bug.
Yeah, that was fun.
that was funny.
Shout out to Conrad. He said O-line days. If you see Conrad, look like he play a skill position. But see, I remember stupid shit when I saw Conrad, who went to the same high school that Jalen had the free camp at.
Yep.
Conrad played lineman. Mm.
Mm. You never would guess that by looking at
Lyman. Yeah.
Not at all.
Now, Maurice asked, how you guys feel about Tua Pelotu getting involved last night and making big plays?
It was good. Good to see.
I feel great about Tua Pelotu. Pre-draft, liked his game. Did a lot of research on Tua Pelotu. I think I'll just say it on every pipe. He stood us up for an interview. So I spent hours. Like, imagine spending like 50 hours watching film on somebody.
Just so y'all know, the man won't let it go.
No. So I got a heavy dose of Tua Pelotu. And the fact that he's showing up now, I'm like, you know what? That's what's up, man. He's making his waves.
That gesture last night was to you. Here's your interview. I
seen him walk in. It was like, it was NBC. They were like, you know, as they show walk players by, I was just like, I see him in the back. I'm like,
I got stood up by that guy.
Bro, that's a lot. If you choose, when you choose a player to study, it means you have to watch everything. Did Milt Williams, anything happen to Milt Williams?
I didn't even see him out there, honestly.
I didn't see anything with Williams last night.
That's a stacked line, dude. I mean, you're talking about the youth. Jalen Carter, 22 years old. Jordan Davis, 23 years old. Milton Williams, 24 years old. Josh Sweat is 26 years old.
They got him playing 3 games. I don't know, but I didn't see him last night.
Bob says he played 17 snaps last night.
Really?
It didn't make much of an impact, obviously.
Yeah. Anthony says, what y'all looking forward to in L.A.? Looking forward to in L.A.? What are you looking forward to in L.A.?
The weather. Just being out in Cali, man.
Yeah, how about
chicken and waffles? Venice Beach?
Yeah. Venice Beach is cool.
I'm hungry right now, so you know, I mean, anything you mentioned, I'm going to be down for.
Mark says, awesome documentary, Kelsey documentary, hard to watch the SB part. He said, the Cozy has a cameo. Charles says, which Batman is the keyest? I'd say, I'll let you go first. Got nothing?
He's not Batman.
Not at all.
Basic Batman?
Nope, not even.
Pete says the keys is Nightwing.
That's being nice.
All right. Anthony from Northwest Bird Gang. He said
the Titanium 15?
He's sending clips of the documentary of the tailgate. I don't want to get flagged for anything. That was at which tailgate was that?
That's Cozy.
One of them.
One of theirs. I look like Maul.
It did look like Maul.
Well, when you attend every tailgate, they all kind of blend together, honestly.
Yeah, somebody somewhere.
Biggest concerns going after the win. Bucks.
Thank God we don't have to talk about Covey anymore. Thank God that's not a concern, because I know that was, you know, one of people's biggest complaints. Also, we got a new punter, so they can't even complain about that yet. So I honestly don't have any concerns. I'm just looking forward to seeing what the concerns are going to be from people that are nervous about a 3-0 good ass football team.
I mean,
there is none.
I mean,
you guys check on your Dallas Cowboys friends.
I mean, could you check on your brother?
I've been checked on my brother. You know what I mean? Hey, listen. You know he's always going to say he's good.
Like, that Cardinals game. I'm telling you, I was laughing my ass off watching that Cardinals game. Like that was pure enjoyment. Not from like a hateful perspective. I do hate the Cowboys, but I was just like, I still can't. You let Jonathan get. It was like Gannon got that W for us.
I watched the first half with him, and any other time my brothers would be like, yo, man, why don't you just stick around and watch the rest of the game? But he was quick to go ahead and kick me out because he thought because me being there, that was like killing his vibe and all that stuff. But the vibe was still being killed as I left, watching it home with the wife. We're sitting there laughing like, yeah. Tried to call him, didn't want to answer his phone. He had no choice but to see me the next day at work. And from a distance, you know what I mean? I was like, yo, bro, you good? You know. Of course he's going to be saying he's good, but you know, I mean, hey, listen.
Mark said there's unlimited sneaker shops in L.A. Okay, I'll be there. Anthony said that was from the home opener tailgate, 27-7 Vikings win. Biggest concerns, Bob says Jalen is off.
Flu game, bro. I'm not holding it too much against him.
Not worried about it, Bob.
Jesse says flu game, dog. Flu
Oi.
Game, dog.
Oi, chill.
Oi. Now, John says Brian Johnson's still the biggest concern. Would you, any? I think he's got to just get his bearings. The fact that he's learning on the fly right now. Obviously, he has a elevated role. It takes some time, man. Look at Sirianni. At one point, we had to force a tomato pie.
Run the ball. I don't get what the big concern is with Brian Johnson, if I'm being completely upfront. Like what's the concern?
Well, I if you look at where wide receivers and tight end, and you see all these, like, why is it not clicking in the passing game? I just think it just takes some. You got to iron out the kinks in the offense. I think. I'm not fully concerned, but I'm just like, okay.
I think for an offensive coordinator who's never held a coordinator position, and we're sitting here at 3-0, it's just not one of my concerns right now. I get that the offense hasn't looked, you know, we've had some turnovers. That's happened. But overall, to me, the offense looks dominant. Mm-hmm. And once they start clicking on all cylinders, which I believe will happen with time, we'll be fine. I'm not worried about it.
Raksik says he wants to see a better communication on the passing game against the Commanders. Limit the turnovers.
We'll be all right, man.
No, Pete, I don't. No, Mr. Jordan Davis is a bust. I don't have any concerns.
No concerns.
Did I see you send that Pete Nathan meme? Did I share that with you?
Huh?
I'll send it. No. He's going to be like, yo, what meme we talk about?
We also, is it Brian Johnson's fault that A.J. Brown dropped a touchdown? Is that his fault? Would that have been 14 points, Pete?
And they called back a touchdown last week in the Vikings off a penny hold.
Brian Johnson's fault.
Jeff says, shout out to Jeff, who's down there at the Bucks game. A native, a local. He says, what do you think about the unscattered looks the offense is seeing?
What do you think about that one's kind of
If I'm going to just guesstimate, I'm just saying, like, I think the way that we're, like I said a couple weeks ago, like, you get Belichick giving us these different looks. Everyone's really just copying the test. Brian Flores. And now you see Bowles, who's a great defensive coach himself. I think we'll see. He's going to have to work through it. Like, I think the NFL spent the whole season trying to figure out how to stop the Eagles.
And to, you know, hammer this point home. The Eagles haven't been the best red zone team, and I'll give you that. But we have the best plays for the red zone, which is the tush push. And as long as that is in our wheelhouse, we're going to continue to get first downs. We get down on the goal line. I got no fear that we're not going to score. So, yeah, I mean, we haven't had the success we should have in the red zone, but it's still not a concern.
His internet may be a concern. Rackcheck says, do we move Bradberry back to outside against the Commanders or we keep Joe? Depending on matchup, I think wherever the matchup is favorable for us, I go, you know.
But we don't make those decisions, man. You know what I mean? They're the ones that are going to make that decision, so we'll find out.
Jesse says, it's scary how we're 3-0 and still haven't played a really good game. I mean, that's the God honest truth. I mean, we haven't put together a
complete game. We've had dominant performances with our offensive line, defensive line. It's like we had some strong running games. I think once the passing game gets, it'll work itself out. Then people will be like, all right, we put up 40. I feel better. I feel better now. We put up 38. I mean, we're out. We're like 500 plus yards rushing to 145. Our rushing differential is crazy. Let's see. Mike says, this is Mike's question. You said Q&A. We said that, send out your question. He said, how did y'all meet?
A website that used to be called twitter.com.
is that how we met, Brian? We met at a tailgate, Brian.
I showed up at a tailgate. That's how I met these two gentlemen. Me and Gail, we clicked instantly. We got into a deep conversation, and the rest was history after that. We kept in contact. And then, you know, as weeks went on, I was just curious to know who the fuck that Hollywood-looking guy over there was. And, you know what I mean? It turns out he was part of the crew. So, you know what I mean? Eventually, I went over there.
This other story is that I remember me and E were talking, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know that dude Prime? He's like, who the fuck is Prime? I said, dude that always wears the Prime mask? Prime?
We got a Prime.
The dude that wears the fucking Prime mask. That's Prime. So I just been always calling you Prime. That's how Prime started. And then Ev was an intern. He was.
No, I reached out to E when you guys first announced you were having a podcast, and I was in school at the time in Temple, and I had just switched up my major. I was originally studying construction management, which I'm glad I got the hell out of.
Construction management.
And then I was like, what do I want to do? I've always liked sports radio. Why don't I pursue that? And so I started getting into media production. And that was the same exact time that you and E announced you were starting a podcast. And I reached out to E and I was like, hey, just want to be involved any way I can. Did camera work the first year. And then ultimately just said, hey, I'd rather just be on the mic than doing some camera work. And then that's what ended up happening. Rest is history.
Rest is history. Rest is history. Bob's got a whole bunch of, he's like, the route running disconnect. Why so many blown routes? Flu, BJ, crowd noise, new terminology, too many. That play was Swift. I think he was waiting for him to settle down on the outside. But if you looked at it, it was like an angle route, or what they call it, Texas route. I feel like that middle of the field was kind of open. If he threw him with anticipation, that would probably have been a big chunk play. But you know,
if it was definitely the Texas route, then that ball should have been thrown more towards the middle than where he threw it at. So I mean, I don't know. That was a tough one to call.
When you guys have the flu, are you off?
Yeah, dude. No, like I'm my head's out in space, man. Yeah, and that's why, when he made that one mistake last night, where he who was he throwing the ball to? Was it the Swift?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When he threw that one ball last night, I literally, like, when I heard about the whole flu thing, that my mind went there. And I was like, you know, when you have a sickness like that and your head's just like in a fog, and I don't know, it's almost like you're outside of your body watching yourself.
It's facts, because I played one baseball game when I had the flu because we were shorthanded, and you know what I mean? And I helped out the team as much as I can, but it's hard. You're not all there. You know what I mean? You're making your mind is like all over the place, and you're not going to make all the best. Drained
physically.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. So now football, totally different concept, but still, you know what I mean? Just playing the sport under those conditions is not the easiest.
Now, John says, we also, I forgot to say greetings, salutations to John, but John says, Johnson is too cute. Run the ball on short yardage, not enough play action, weak route trees. I'm also going to say, I think we need some more dressing on the offense. You need some little sazon. We need some seasoning to the offense, a little more trickery, some motion. I mean, you got, like, you saw what teams were doing. Like, you saw what the Chiefs were doing us to, like, rolling, you know, doing this speed motion, like utilize this, you know, remember last year when we were motioning AJ and we were, they ran the play twice in a row, like it was working so good. Like just, but then the other thing that I'll combat with that is it's early in the season. I don't need to, if we can beat these guys with vanilla right now, do it. And then use your trickery. Because if you're showing, because they actually went and tried to run a play out of the tush push. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I was like, why would you use it there?
And then, yeah, and then Jalen ends up tripping. Yeah, I would have left that little wrinkle for another day, but it's what it is. I think that we've got plenty of different plays outside of that tush push.
Todd says his turnovers are a concern for him right now. We have to protect the rock.
I don't think that this is the norm for the Eagles. That's why I think that, for lack of a better term, I think that these turnovers have been a fluke. I don't think that they are representative of what this Eagles offense is. I think that they go away.
John says fake tush push was worse. Mm-hmm. No one likes a fake tush. Now, Anthony, last one we said here, says, I love how Jalen didn't make excuses. He never makes any excuses. He just owns up. And then we got one more question from Charles. He says, Ev, how did you get the Hollywood nickname?
That one's actually kind of funny. KC Hearn. So the way I actually got the Hollywood name, this is actually a joke on my old boss, because his mom used to, in the restaurant I used to work at, his mom used to come in all the time, and I had my long hair going down to my shoulders and whatever, and she couldn't remember my name for the life of her. And every time she saw me, she would just call me Hollywood, and then I would kind of rib on my boss and be like, yo, your mom calls me Hollywood, by the way. Just like, you know, your mom thinks I'm hot, she calls me Hollywood. And so I used to rub that in their face, and it just kind of stuck with the hair.
I was calling you Sunshine when I first met you.
Does your family call you Hollywood?
No.
I was gonna say
it's actually people think it's weird, but my dad calls me Hearn. Yeah. My last name. But
what's up, Hearn? Take out the garbage, Hearn. Jason, with the question, anyone else want to see Jordan Mailata line up on a short down play? One time in his career? Ever, I'd say one time.
It'd be cool.
I'd like to see it.
It'd be cool.
One of it, but it's. I come back to, like, you know, those short yardage. It just looks like a massacre every time. I just don't want anyone getting hurt.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Mm. Yeah. At the end of the day, we are 3-0 right now. I think we're in a good place. I think, how could you be mad at being 3-0?
Can't. I do want to say, though, based off what I just said, I think it would be freaking hilarious if they ended up outlawing the tush push and we followed up next year with just giving Jordan Mailata a ball of that, right? Your situation. That would be hilarious.
Agreed. Agreed. Yeah. I like that.
Oh, you don't like us doing this? All right, we're just going to give it to our 350-pound running back, then.
How do you guys want to put money on it that we Jordan Mailata gets a snap?
Gets a snap
ever
this year or like
ever in his career?
I bet he does. I'm gonna take a stab and say he does. Yes. At some point he does. Yeah,
prime. No. Mailata gets snap.
No.
I'm gonna say no. Also, Jason says hell yes.
It'd be cool. But I don't say it.
Now, one last note here, the tush push, like you're seeing all these people all over the NFL, Diana Russini, who's been in the NFL, reporting on the NFL for years, mm-hmm. talking about limiting the number of tush pushes the game. Like, at what point?
Like, are we just talking about silliness?
It's a legal play. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to have to hear about Jalen Hurts squatting 600 pounds. It is what it is. Like, it's how come Kirk Cousins isn't doing this tush push?
How come every team in the league isn't trying it?
Because Kirk Cousins only squats like 399 pounds.
And not for nothing, like, Tom Brady made an entire career out of the QB sneak. And, you know, he had an enormous success rate. And I don't remember anybody calling for the end of the QB sneak.
Of course, man.
Who gives a shit? Just like, it's a successful play.
It's stupid to even talk about. Like, yeah. You can't stop.
And for you to say, oh, let's keep it in, but let's limit the number of times. Do you realize how nuanced you are trying to make the game? It's just stupid.
That's like, you know, the next thing they're going to come out saying, well, we're only allowed to throw to A.J. Brown three times.
No.
Come on, stop. Man.
Justin Tucker should only be allowed two field goal attempts per game because he's too automatic.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Fucking stupid. Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah, I think at this point it is it's kind of crazy that, like, I mean, if you can't stop it, you can't stop it. Right. The way that we're blocking, the way that our offensive line is set up, the way that Jalen is set up and built, I think you're going to have problems.
Build stronger O-lines and have stronger quarterbacks. I don't know what to tell you.
Work on your hamstrings. We might have I'm thinking about doing this live. Thinking about doing a pod on Thursday. Ooh. A little breakdown for the Washington game. If you guys are around, that could be interesting. We might have a guest, former NFL player.
You might need to get one because I don't think I'll be there.
Well, someone's going to have to answer questions, ask questions. I'm trying to think of I'm having a brain freeze right now. Having a brain freeze. I'll leave it as a mystery.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
Okay.
How about that? But before we get out of here, last word, Primo.
Just like I said, week in, week out, check on your friends, your families, make sure everybody good. Stay safe. Get ready for the ass whooping that Washington is about to receive on Sunday. If y'all ready to join us, make sure y'all come and join us at the tailgate. We're going to be putting together. Looking forward to catching up with you guys. And hopefully we got some good weather, man, because, you know, been seeing these games on TV and being at an actual rainy game. And shout out to Evan Hearn, you know what I mean? Because that ass whooping that your Temple University got on Saturday. Yeah, boy. Let me just tell you, that was cool to watch. You know what I mean? That place was packed with Hurricane fans. It was a great time, great environment. Wifey was a little worried because it was our first time going to Lincoln Financial Field for the opposing team. I said, baby, don't worry about nothing. We home.
Cupcake schedule. Cupcake hurricane schedule.
We represent this shit, you know what I mean, to the fullest, week in, week out. Nothing to it, you know what I mean? Showed up with the Hurricane Prime mask. Everybody was loving that thing, but it was a great time.
So you were getting hate?
Not at all. You know what I mean? There was one person that noticed me. They were like, yo, what's up, Prime? I see the hurricane. It was cool. But it was fun. You know what I mean? Look, I wasn't a Temple University fan on Saturday. You know what I mean? But I always showed love to TU going forward. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
My God.
But it was fun. It was fun to watch. Good. But it's nothing like actually watching the Hurricanes in Miami for what I'm hearing. There were actual Miami people there. You know what I mean? You could tell they were from Miami because they're wearing their highlight color outfits. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, really noticeable that they're from Miami. But yeah. Yeah. They didn't, no fucks given that day.
Well, I'm glad that you had fun at my expense.
If you got a ticket, would you want to that game?
No, it would have been an ass kicking, bro. I would rather just make some money on Saturday. But yeah, I just want to say, all the Dallas Cowboys fans in your life, give them hell this week. Be relentless. Don't shut up. When they start to cry, keep going. That's what they deserve. They were talking a whole lot of mess these first 2 weeks, and then they just lost to a team that's actively tanking, to a quarterback who was acquired just a week or two prior to the season. So enjoy that L. And we'll see you next week.
You know, if you've been checking our socials, I've been trying to go. I come at Cowboy fan. You know, I never get any flack from any Cowboy fan. No one ever comes at me for any memes that we do.
Because you're too nice.
But I was, you know, I four memes in and people still nothing. Like Kansas City, I do one Kansas City Chief meme and we're getting like death threats. And I'm like, what? How does that work? Like, they're just memes at the end.
Listen, you take care of KC. We'll handle Dallas. All right.
Really, you know, my last word. I'm almost done with this whole transition of moving to this house. It's been months. Finally got the couch. Finally got the man den set up. It was the last. I think it was still got one more room to do, but it's been a long journey. But shout out to my girl Amanda. It's been a long journey. So to have that final couch and put on a game, spectacular. I'm doing really good. But shout out to Mal Hollis. Hollis was down there with Philly Sports Trips, having a gay old time out there in his little. He got the. If you ever see Hollis at tailgate, he has the Daisy sunflower hat.
He's retired, I think.
I thought about it for a second. I'm like, I mean, you know, the Daisy thing is.
I think I'm gonna have to snatch that shit off his head, man.
Hey, well, we had Daisy ski mask.
Yeah, I mean, here and there. But he's at the goddamn tailgates every week with that shit. I really want to snatch it off his head. I think I'm going to, man. Please don't wear that shit in LA. That's gonna be the game of me and him are going to tussle because I'm gonna snatch that shit.
John says, "Did you pay the landscaper?" Yeah, he came for his money. He got paid.
Yeah, you don't hear that door in the background right now.
He came with that no knock warrant. You know. But shout out to Mark in the chat.
Hey, what up, bro?
He says, "I feel a big payback's coming to watch." It's a big game, and this is the first Sunday home game of the year.
Yes, sir.
So everyone be prepared. It's gonna be a great time at the tailgate. We're gonna be out there 8 o'clock to 12:30. This is the first NFC. This is a division game, so it's gonna be real. But For me and the boys, we'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.